Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Aristotle, The Complete Works, gathers the writings attributed to Aristotle, one of the foundational thinkers of Western philosophy, in a single, wide-ranging collection. Rather than focusing on one subject, it showcases the breadth of his project, explaining nature, reasoning, human character, politics, art, and the structure of knowledge itself. Readers encounter Aristotle not only as a philosopher, but also as a careful observer and organizer of inquiry, developing methods that influence science, logic, ethics, and political theory for centuries. The collection is often approached as a reference library as much as a book to read straight through, since different treatises suit different interests and levels of experience. For newcomers, it offers an opportunity to see how Aristotle connects practical questions about living well with theoretical questions about causes, change, and explanation. For experienced readers, it provides a convenient way to trace recurring concepts across domains, from virtue and deliberation to syllogisms, substance, and teleology. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, logic as the tool of inquiry. A central theme in Aristotle is that good thinking can be studied, taught, and practiced. The logical works traditionally grouped as the Organon present reasoning as an instrument for every discipline, not as an isolated puzzle game. Aristotle investigates how terms relate, how propositions affirm or deny, and how structured arguments can preserve truth from premises to conclusions. He distinguishes demonstrations aimed at knowledge from looser forms of persuasion, highlighting the role of definition, classification, and careful use of language. This attention to method frames the rest of the collection. Ethics requires sound practical reasoning. Natural science depends on valid inference about causes, and political analysis benefits from clear distinctions. The logical material also introduces Aristotle's view that knowledge is hierarchical. Some sciences provide principles for others, and the quality of an explanation depends on whether it captures the right kind of cause. Readers can use this topic as a practical entry point, because it clarifies how Aristotle expects arguments to work and why he insists on precision. It also reveals his lasting influence on later philosophy, medieval scholasticism, and the development of formal reasoning, while remaining closely tied to everyday habits of analysis and debate. Secondly, nature, change, and the search for causes. Across the works on natural philosophy, Aristotle treats the world as intelligible through explanation rather than mere description. He examines motion, growth, decay, and the patterns that make change understandable, proposing that we grasp a thing best by knowing its causes. This inquiry is not limited to mechanics. It includes the principles of living organisms and the regularities of the cosmos as Aristotle understood them. A key element is teleology, the idea that many natural processes are best explained by what they are for, especially in biology where structure and function appear intertwined. Alongside this, Aristotle analyzes matter and form as complementary aspects of substances, offering a framework for thinking about how something can remain the same while undergoing change. Readers encounter a systematic attempt to organize experience, what counts as a basic kind, how to distinguish accidental features from essential ones, and how observation relates to theory. Even where modern science departs from Aristotle's conclusions, the methodological ambition remains instructive. The collection invites readers to see how questions about causes, classification, and explanation can shape an entire worldview, influencing later debates about scientific method, purpose in nature, and the relationship between empirical study and philosophical interpretation. Thirdly, metaphysics and the question of being. The metaphysical writings explore what it means for something to be and what sorts of entities are most fundamental. Aristotle examines substance as a primary category, asking what makes an individual thing the kind of thing it is, and what underlies its properties. This leads to investigations of essence, definition, and the relationship between universals and particulars. Aristotle also considers the limits of explanation. If everything is explained by something else, where does explanation ultimately rest? In this context, he develops arguments about first principles and the possibility of an ultimate explanatory ground, connected to his broader account of motion and causation. The metaphysical theme also links back to logic and science, because Aristotle treats metaphysics as the study of being as being, clarifying the concepts that other disciplines presuppose. Readers can expect careful distinctions rather than quick answers, with sustained attention to how language, thought, and reality interlock. This part of the collection is especially valuable for understanding why Aristotle remained central in later philosophy. He provides tools for debating identity, persistence, categories, and explanation by tracing these ideas across treatises. A reader can see how questions about substance and essence influence ethics and politics as well, since accounts of human nature and purpose depend on deeper assumptions about what kinds of beings humans are. Fourthly, ethics, virtue, and practical wisdom. In Aristotle's ethical works, the focus shifts from what exists to how to live. He treats ethics as a practical science aimed at action, not merely contemplation. Happiness, often framed as human flourishing, is presented as the goal that gives coherence to choice, character, and community life. Aristotle emphasizes virtue as a stable disposition developed through habituation, where we become just, courageous, or temperate by practicing the relevant actions until they shape our character. He explores the doctrine of the mean as a way of describing balanced excellence relative to us, avoiding both excess and deficiency. Yet the ethical picture is not simplistic. Aristotle stresses practical wisdom, the capacity to deliberate well about what is good in particular situations, since moral life cannot be reduced to a mechanical rulebook. Friendship receives extensive treatment as essential to a fulfilled life and as a mirror through which we understand ourselves. The ethical theme benefits readers who want a structured approach to character development grounded in everyday decisions. It also shows Aristotle's realism about moral education, the importance of community norms, and the tension between ideals and circumstances. Within a complete works collection, readers can connect these ethical discussions to Aristotle's psychology, metaphysics, and politics, gaining a more integrated view of what he thinks a human life is and what it can become. Lastly, Politics, Rhetoric, and Art in Human Community. Aristotle treats humans as social and political animals, and his works on politics, rhetoric, and art investigate how communities form, argue, educate, and represent their values. In political theory, he examines constitutions, the aims of the city, and the conditions for stability, blending normative claims about the best life with empirical attention to how regimes actually function. He analyzes the roles of law, citizenship, education, and the distribution of power, often returning to the idea that political arrangements should cultivate virtue while acknowledging constraints of history and circumstance. Rhetoric complements this by studying persuasion as a legitimate form of reasoning in public life, emphasizing how speakers appeal to character, emotion, and argument to move an audience. The study of poetry and drama adds another dimension, exploring how art can imitate action, evoke emotion, and contribute to understanding, including the social and psychological impact of storytelling. Taken together, these works show Aristotle's interest in how shared life shapes individuals, and how language and representation influence judgment. Readers gain a framework for evaluating public discourse, institutions, and cultural forms without reducing them to cynicism or mere technique. In a complete works volume, these themes illuminate why Aristotle remains relevant to debates about civic education, polarization, leadership, and the ethical responsibilities of communication. In conclusion, this collection suits readers who want a deep foundation in classical philosophy, including students, educators, and serious general readers interested in ethics, politics, science, or the history of ideas. It is also useful for professionals in law, public policy, and leadership who want enduring frameworks for reasoning, character, and civic life. The benefit comes from Aristotle's integrated approach. He links how we think with how we live, showing that clarity in concepts supports better decisions and that moral development depends on habits, community, and practical judgment. Reading across his works can sharpen analytical skills, broaden perspective on human nature, and provide language for discussing purpose, virtue, and responsibility without relying on trends. Compared to many single-theme introductions, a complete works edition is worth buying because it preserves the connections between Aristotle's disciplines. Instead of encountering ethics without psychology or politics without rhetoric, readers can trace recurring ideas such as cause, function, and excellence across contexts. That breadth makes the book a long-term reference, allowing readers to revisit specific treatises as their interests evolve and to build a coherent understanding rather than a patchwork of summaries. If you would like to support Aristotle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.